Welcome to Funnel Hacker Radio Podcast, where we go behind the scenes and uncover the tactics and strategies top entrepreneurs are using to make more sales, dominate their markets, and how you can get those same results. Here is your host, Dave Woodward.
Hey, everybody, welcome back to Funnel Hacker Radio. This is going to be kind of a fun, crazy, and different type of podcast than I normally do. I actually don't know this guest. This is the first time we've met. Usually I know our guests, but Jeffrey Bannock introduced us, and I want to make sure we brought her on. She's doing some crazy, fun, kind of different things. So I want to bring on Rakita Gala. Rakita, welcome to the show.
Thank you. I really appreciate you having me on your show.
The topic is the part that got my attention. I am usually kind of selective as far as who we bring on, but this is a crazy topic. So what we're going to dive right into is augmented reality marketing. This became interesting to me. I was down at Joe Polish and Dean Grazioso Center K Group and was talking with a couple of guys there about some augmented reality that they were looking at doing. And one of the guys ended up showing me basically a website to where you could move furniture around and you could see furniture in your room and whether or not you liked it or bought it. And then Jeff reached out and said, hey, I've got this guy, this girl who really knows what's happening in augmented reality. So I thought, you know what, let's bring her on and kind of dive right in. So Rakita, give people a little better understanding of what augmented reality is. I didn't do the best job explaining that. So
I think you did a really good job, because augmented reality is very different from virtual reality. Like many people have this perception that virtual reality is same as augmented reality. But the reality is that augmented reality is basically any digital content you overlay in your real environment. And let's say you have a printed media, you know, some kind of pamphlets or something like that, and you want to have your videos or, you know, a link to your funnel. So you can actually do that with the help of augmented reality. Like, you can create content and you can add it on your pamphlets, and once the user scans the image or whatever you are doing, they will be seeing augmented content over the picture or whatever you have done.
So I actually saw that last December. We were out, Russell and I were out. He was speaking at James Malinchak's event, and one of the ladies there had a business card that had a QR code, and you basically clicked on the QR code, and the QR code brought up a video of her.
Right, yep. And it's very simple to do. Like, there are easy drag-and-drop tools available in the market where you can use them and create all these fun stuff within, like, 5 minutes, and it's very affordable, too. So that's really simple to do.
So anytime someone tells me they can do it in 5 minutes, I'm like, there's just no way. So tell me, what's it really take, and how can I actually do, give me an example of how someone would use augmented reality in their funnel.
Okay, so one great question. Facebook is coming up with augmented reality into the Messenger, and you can integrate augmented reality with your bots. So let's say you want to, you are adding your Facebook Messenger link on your funnel or whatever, and you want your customers to try the product, you can do that with the help of augmented reality in your Messenger. So that is one way that you can use.
I haven't seen that. So,
yeah, so
realize that most of the people who are listening to this, they're driving or they're working out, they're listening to this podcast. So give people, you're going to have to describe in visual terms what augmented reality is going to look like on their Facebook Messenger bot.
Okay, so let's say you create a Messenger bot and there are automated messages integrated. You are selling makeup, for example, cosmetics, and you want your customer to try the product on themselves. So what you will do is you will add a comment saying that, do you want to try the product? So it'll let's say you respond yes. So the Facebook camera will open, and once the Facebook camera opens, you can actually use Facebook AR effects. They have a platform called AR effects where you can create that AR effect. And once you create that effect, you can integrate it with your bot with the help of Facebook API. It's a little technical, but yeah. So once they do that, it's all set and everything. So once a customer says yes, they will open the camera and try to see all the different product in front of them. And they can put the lipstick on their lips. They can put the foundation or whatever, and they can test the product.
So I can basically get a Facebook Messenger.
Yeah, so they opened beta waiting list, and they are going to start in summer. So by the end of this year, they are coming up with a lot of new strategies related to AR and VR. And they are starting 3D posts and 3D ads, like not 360 degree, but 3D. So you can actually see the whatever your product is into a 360 manner, like 3D manner.
So this works best for a physical product then?
Physical product, even for services, like let's say you want to do a hologram or something like that, you can actually do all those kind of stuff now. And things are pretty much really different now. Like the way we do marketing, we used to do marketing, I would say, is going to be changing very soon because all the major platforms like Snapchat, Facebook, Instagram, Google, they all have integrated AR into their own platform. So entire social media game is changing. Google has integrated AR into their maps. So let's say you open your camera, you will be able to see all the geo-based AR and you can see like, you know, the reviews, the mess, like, you know, pop-ups of whatever, like if you have some audio pop-up, you can add audio and all those kind of stuff. You can add your animation.
Wow. So so from a funnel, let's go back to our whole funnel analogy since this is Funnel Hacker Radio. I've got back to where, again, I could receive a Facebook Messenger from somebody who basically says, hey, do you want to try this lipstick on? And my camera's going to open up and they're going to give me some drawing tool?
Oh, no, no drawing tool, nothing like that. All the setup will be done in AR initially and then it's just integrated with the help of AI into the bot. So then it'll have like, you know, automated setup stuff like, you know, where you can change the products and all those things on the screen itself. And you can try the.
Is this going to look like some of the Instagram little arrow?
Like some kind of effects that you have, like the filters and all those kind of stuff that you use on Facebook right now.
Okay, so for us as a marketer, obviously what I want to do is I want to sell more products. So it's going to be real critical that I make sure that it actually looks good as I'm working with this automated reality. I know that some of the older things, it looked really kind of clunky and didn't work as much. What are you currently doing in your business using automated reality?
So augmented reality.
Augmented reality.
Okay, so currently I'm building my own platform and the platform is related to augmented reality and virtual reality where you can create AR content for marketing or anything like that within just 5 minutes, just drag and drop kind of tools. And as of now, I'm training people on how to create AR. And within that, I'm creating ebooks and all those things where a user can scan the picture and they can have, you know, they can be connected with my funnel or they can be seeing a YouTube video or something like that. So there are a lot of things you can have call to action right inside AR. So let's say you saw a product and you want them to buy, you can directly have a call to action inside AR experience. And they can just go ahead and buy the product.
Okay, so my mind is just racing now with some crazy, fun, cool things. So, because I've had a lot of people reach out to me recently. I get approached all the time from business development opportunities. One I most recently had was a video, basically an overlay, and again, somewhat augmented reality type of things, to where the video overlay would be either. I'd be watching someone else's video and the clothes they were wearing, they basically I could mouse, I could click on it and I could buy that exact jacket.
Right, or and you can also click on the screen and, you know, see all the different colors of the clothes and all the different designs and all those kind of stuff, which is really amazing because people will not really have to leave their house and they can shop right in their house. In fact, Gap is doing something like that. They have created augmented reality application where they have integrated all their products in that app, and you can actually try the product virtually in your house.
Very cool. So
Amazon and all those top companies have already created AR into their, they've already integrated AR into their website. So one of the way to integrate AR is also where you can integrate augmented reality content, like your digital product. I mean, whatever product you have, you can create it into augmented reality. And once a user wants to view that, you have an option. You want to view in AR or you want to just view in your web browser.
Interesting. All right. So if I wanted to, again, I love this. This is always cutting edge type of stuff. And we just added Apple Pay to ClickFunnels so people can use Apple Pay. It's a one click type of deal. We're seeing on mobile, it's converting like crazy. From the actual shopping experience in your funnel, when a person buys something, does it take them to a checkout page, or does it take Apple Pay right then? What's the actual purchasing opportunity, and how does it work?
So in augmented reality, once you create a content, you have a button called call to action, and you can add any link, whatever link you want to add, you can just add that and it will directly take you to the checkout page.
Got
so
it.
Let's say you are already having AR into your website, like you've added augmented reality content with your, let's say you're selling a sofa. So you have added AR and you've added a CTA. So once a person sees the sofa, they can directly click buy now and check out. So they don't really need to come back and again go through the process and stuff. And the best benefit is that there is no competition around. Like when you're seeing stuff in AR, you're just seeing as if it's right there in your house. You've already bought that stuff mentally. And it's the user that, okay, I like it. Let's go ahead and buy it.
No, I love it. Actually, that was the experience we had with the furniture. Basically, the camera opened up in the room we were in, saw the room, and basically the sofa came in, or the chair, or the whatever else. And
it helps in many ways, actually. Like nowadays, if you go to see, like there are so many people out there and selling the same stuff what you're selling. And it's really hard for marketers to be different or unique in a manner that they are having something unique to give to their customer. And this is one way that they can create unique strategies and create personal relationship with their users or, you know, the customers. Also, it helps to create engagement, something wow. Like, you know, people love to share wow factor.
I love it. No, I think that's the part I'm seeing a lot on the social stuff is the shareability of it. And
right.
I think that's a neat experience.
Yeah, and it creates a lot of engagement. Like once you have engagement and people are seeing stuff, it automatically converts into sales.
And that's what we're all about, making some more sales. So I think that's fantastic. So what are some of the things, so on your company is Augmented Reality Marketing.
So my company name is We Rare, V-R-A-R-E, but we are into training and coaching related to augmented reality marketing.
Okay, so most of your stuff is on the training and coaching side. If people wanted to actually get the tech, where would they? I'm sorry, one time?
We do designing and development too.
Okay, so if a person wants to add this to their funnel, what's the best way of doing that?
I think the best way of doing it is create augmented reality content with, like, let's say they have an e-commerce store. So they can create e-commerce website with augmented reality content. So if they're selling any product or anything, they can create that AR content and add it inside their website. So if somebody wants to see, they can directly see that. Second, if they are doing a webinar or something like that, many times we just show this, you know, a page, share the screen, like go ahead and scan this or something like that. You can actually do that. Like, you know, you show your picture or something on the screen and you want them to buy something. You just tell the user to scan the image of the screen and they will be able to check out immediately. They don't really need to go on the web browser and, you know, type and see all this stuff. So it's immediate call to action.
So on our Funnel Builder Secrets webinar at the end, I can have them literally take a picture of the call to action.
Yeah.
Just
pick up the phone and just scan the screen and you have call to action immediately.
Now that's super cool.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to have to do a lot of split testing here. I'm really, really curious to see how this converts.
Help with that. I have a lot of different strategies which we can combine. In fact, I'm creating different funnels inside the software that I'm building. And those will be like, they are like two-step, three-step funnels. You don't really need that long-step funnels that we have been creating for so long. Because augmented reality is all about cutting the long experiences that user has and giving them a unique experience. So I think that will be really cool.
That's crazy. So what are some of the things that, if you've been split testing or looking at things, what are some of the results that you're seeing with augmented reality?
So recently, like we have been doing a lot of case studies and all those things, and augmented reality, one of the things that has shown in the market is augmented reality is showing the highest ROI out of all the technologies that have been launched or, you know, been there in the market till date. And it's not some effects or something like that. It's altogether a new technology, like how we used to use, I mean, we use phones. It's the same way, and the future of augmented reality is going to be smart glasses that we are wearing today. And that's like within the next 5 years. I'm not joking, like Sony, Google, Samsung, they have the patents already on augmented reality smart glasses. So, yeah, that's the future. And they want us, like, you know, to stop using more of phones and all those kind of gadgets and just focus on using these smart glasses and all those things. The world is going to be really connected.
Crazy. So I blink twice to buy and once to say no. Is that how that works?
Oh, yeah. So, yeah. Yeah, you're actually coming to the point where I am. So, yeah, I mean, gestures and all those kind of things will come into play where you will click, like, you know, you will just wave your hand, say no, you blink your eyes, say yes. Those kind of stuff are really coming out now.
Oh, that's crazy fun stuff.
That's eye gazing technology and, you know, body tracking.
That's, I feel like I'm going to be sitting at an auction and accidentally raise my hand and have just bought $10,000 worth of product, so.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's going to be crazy world. In fact, 2018 has been a very different year altogether because all the top companies have created AR and bought it to, had integrated with their websites or either on their social media platforms, or they have created their own platform for development purpose. And it has gone mainstream in 2018, and I was waiting for this year. From past almost 5 years, I was waiting.
Well, Rakita, if people want to find out more about automated reality or connecting with you, what's the best way of doing it?
Augmented reality.
Augmented. Gosh, I'm so sorry. I've got automated on my augmented.
Yeah.
So if they want to find out more about augmented reality.
We marketers are used to that automated and augmented.
I've got marketing automation tools. I've been working with some Actionetic stuff we're doing. So automation and automatic is in my show. Back to augmented reality. If people want to find out more about augmented reality or to connect with you, what's the easiest and best way to do that?
I think best way is to connect with me on Facebook.
Okay.
That's Rakita Gala. They can search Rakita Gala. And
so that's Rakita Gala.
Yep, that's right. And we can take it forward from there if they need any help or anything, because my main goal behind doing training or coaching people is because augmented reality is the way that is going to change everything coming forward. Like after summer, we will see a lot of augmented reality content, especially with Facebook and Instagram. And I really want to help.
Well, Rakita, thank you so much for being on the show today. I greatly appreciate it. Again, augmented reality. So if you want to find out more about augmented reality, check out Rakita Gala on Facebook,
Rekita.
I am just blowing this whole thing, Rakita. So one more time, Rekita Gala.
Yep, that's right. And anyways, Rakita Gala, there's only one Rakita Gala on Google or Facebook. Trust me, I'm not joking. Even if you like Google it, there's only one Rakita Gala, so they will be able to find me.
I love it. Well, thanks so much.
And thank you so much. And I really appreciate your time and having me on your show today.
We'll talk soon. Thanks.
Bye-bye.
You know, one of the things that means a ton to me is the personal reviews that you guys leave on iTunes. If you wouldn't mind going out, rate the show. Let me know how I'm doing. Just go to iTunes, click on the episode and rate it. Leave a comment. I read all the comments. I appreciate all the stars and everything everyone already left for me. Again, I really appreciate it. And it's my way of finding out how I'm doing. So if you don't mind, I'd really appreciate it. And I, again, thank you so much for all that you guys do. Have a great day.